would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is New Earth Energy, and today's topic is spiritual awakening. And we also might be talking a little bit about psychic attacks. We'll see. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I also teach online spiritual classes. You can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we do have a beautiful Facebook Live tomorrow hosted over on Om Times Magazine. I host a Facebook Live called Wake Up Wednesdays every morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I share and discuss a little bit deeper the messages that come through specifically from Archangel Metatron today. And then it's a beautiful opportunity for me to engage directly with you. So be sure to join us over there on Om Times Magazine tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have a beautiful healing meditation coming up Thursday morning. Again, 9 a.m. is my time, as you can see. It's a perfect time for me. And we'll be doing a beautiful, relaxing healing meditation this week on that Thursday morning. And just quickly mention the class that I'm focusing on this month is called Brain Harmony, and it is designed to clear out negative energy. So this week, actually, the last 7 days, I've had lots of people calling about psychic attacks, about spiritual interference, negative interference, if you will. And we will be addressing that as well on June 15th during our Brain Harmony class, Clearing Out Negative Energy. So this will reinforce your aura. It will clean, cleanse, and clear any negative influence that is trying to move into your energy field. It is going to be a most amazing class. All right, well, I know Metatron's ready, so let's go ahead and get started here this morning. And we'll ring the Tingsha bells to open that beautiful portal here. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this day, speaking of spiritual awakening. Speaking of negative interference during your awakening process. This is a difficult topic to talk about, but we are here with you, infusing and bathing you with a beautiful love, with a beautiful healing energy. And we invite the Pleiadians to join us here this morning And Mother Mary is stepping forward. Many masters, many teachers, they are all here with you now to support you on this awakening, on this spiritual journey. So, first and foremost, tune in to this magnificent energy that is being brought to you here this day. Take a deep breath and sink deeply into this space that is being created as we come together collectively to join forces, uniting all of the light workers here on this planet. And feel your energy begin to rise. Clearing out any negative influence, releasing any spirit attachments, and standing in your glory and your perfection. Imagine a beautiful crystalline grid surrounding the planet Earth. And imagine stepping in your spot. There is a spot, there is a perfect place for each and every one of you. And as you move in and step into that space, it lights up. And feel this beautiful light moving up through your whole body, out the top of your head, reaching and connecting with the heaven above. And as each and every one of you step into this grid, into your perfect space upon this grid, you create a collective force of healing, of light, of good. Feel the power move through your whole body, aligning with the truth of all that you are. An extension of God, a light force. Remember, darkness cannot exist where there is light. And as you are on this spiritual journey, as you are bathing in the new earth energy, you will find that you are becoming more and more aware of all of the energies that surround the planet. There are many, many light energies, but there are also dark energies. These are nothing to be afraid of. They gain their power from your fear. So dissolving the fear, standing in love, and the truth of your magnificence. And as you become aware of all of the energy that surrounds you, it might trigger different emotions and different feelings. Some of those emotions and feelings will be pleasant and positive. And that's when you can be assured that you are connecting and tuning in with the light energy, the beautiful angels, the master teachers, your loved ones who are here to assist you, your spiritual council that guides and guards you always. There may be times when you tune into negative emotions, fear, anxiety, depression. There may also be times when you might become aware of specific energies or entities that are of a lower frequency. They have always been there. You are just becoming now aware of their force, aware of their energy. This is neither good nor bad. It simply is what it is. Stay in your power. Continue to be aligned with the love that you are. Sincerely, they hold no power over you. Your fear fuels them. So stay in love. Call on your angels, your spiritual counsel to assist you. They are ever ready, always available, supporting you in every breath that you take. The lower frequencies are simply an energy. They can do no harm as you stand in your light. For as we said, darkness cannot exist where there is light. Utilize all of your resources available to you. Call upon light workers that are also walking this journey to assist you. You need not experience this alone, and you need not hide. You have done nothing wrong. You are doing everything right. And now we invite you to strengthen and fortify your energetic field. Feel the angels all around you, securing, reinforcing, raising your vibrational frequency. Because as you vibrate in the frequency of love, the lower energies are instantly dissolved. They cannot exist in this atmosphere, in this dimension of love. They cannot exist in the dimension of love. And remember, every experience that you are having is for the evolution of your consciousness. There are no accidents. Everything is unfolding perfectly, strengthening and expanding all that you came here to experience. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living, if you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life, if you long for success in your relationships and career but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from 8 internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success, and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears, and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Angel Talk Tuesday, and speaking is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed the beautiful channel from Metatron and Julie Geigel today. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and other parts of the country as well. I'll be back in Western New York and Ontario, Canada from July 27th to August 21st, and we'll be doing private readings, demonstrations, and small group readings. These usually book up quickly, so if you would like more information, just send me an email at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also do small group readings and teach classes. My next small group reading will be with the lovely medium Jules Davis in West LA on June 24th. We did one this past Saturday, and it went so well, we will be doing another. All the details for any of this info can be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And don't forget, as Julie mentioned, we are accepting calls at 202-570-7057 for mini readings during the show. So as I switch gears here and ask Jacob to step forward. Welcome, beautiful souls of the earth. We are most pleased that you are here with us today. There is much upheaval and change taking place on your planet, and we see how it affects many of you, and even how there are some who are not quite sure what it all means. Yes, change and wonderful evolution is in the air. But as is always the case with change, patience and understanding is required. This means not only patience with self, but patience, empathy, and especially compassion with both self and others. You are all at different places on your soul's evolution, so of course you will accomplish and approach the planet's conscious shift in various ways. One is not better or worse, just different. This is where the need to be patient comes to light. Never forget you accepted the challenge to be an earth being at this exciting time in its spiritual evolution. You brave souls are needed to help continue to raise the frequency of Gaia by raising each of your individual vibrations. For many years, the planet's vibration was far denser than it is now, so we understand the strange sensations some of you may be experiencing with your sensitive physical bodies as this occurs. This is why we begin with the reminder, patience, dear ones, patience. Your Mother Earth is a living, breathing organism and reflects the energy of her inhabitants. So as your vibration has shifted, so has hers. And many of you who are fighting against this shift may feel at odds within your environment. So it is important to allow flow into your life. And that most simply begins with the breath. Do you take time daily to focus and refresh yourself with deep cleansing breaths that clear away stress, inviting in calm? Or are you frantic with your thoughts, thereby gasping in short, shallow breaths? For awareness to grow, this is the root and foundation. Not only will it help you to center yourself while raising your frequency, but Mother Earth will benefit as well, thereby continuing a widespread evolution to continue. We have spoken of meditative practices in the past, and we remind you again. The reason for this is so you learn to understand that your human mind is not really who you are, but to rather learn to reconnect with your soul. And this can be best achieved by learning ways to quiet the mind. Anything that allows you to be more aware or present is a wonderful way to achieve a meditative practice. So think of various ways to embrace being in the present moment, whether with yoga, gardening, meditation, hiking, swimming, or even spending time with other people or animals. Speaking of animals and even children, one way to know your vibration is shifting to that of a higher frequency will be when you notice that both children and animals have developed a fascination with you. With these sensitives, there is no lying, for they have a natural ability to feel how another is resonating. Patience is vital, breathwork as well. Since everyone's journey is unique, allowing things to unfold naturally without comparing your journey to others is also vital. You all have unique, special gifts, so be open as they unfold naturally. This is not a race. As your frequency alters, so will your awareness begin to shift, as you will begin to see things in your everyday life not perhaps noticed before. You are simply learning to expand your awareness past your five senses and learning to tap into your much more subtle abilities. These can be frightening, seeing, hearing, or feeling things that do not make sense to your rational mind, but be open and allow them to unfold naturally. The more that you accept the fact that there is an entirely unseen world all around you, the more you can then learn how to better tap into it. For years on your planet, we watched and waited for this to begin, and we are most excited with the way we see it escalating at this time. there is a quickening happening. So expect many growth spurts. But much like with growing pains, these will have periods of adjustment. You are evolving, and even your DNA is beginning to restructure itself as you move forward to beings less solid and more toward light beings. With your raised vibrations will also come heightened levels of compassion and understanding for one another. You will feel less needing to judge yourselves or others, but will simply embrace being. It is therefore exponentially important to place yourself around others who resonate at a higher frequency. You may see yourself disconnecting from people or certain situations that you previously gravitated toward. Like attracts like, so allow this to occur. You will be best served to spend time with others who are moving forward on their own evolution. That is not to say you will abandon all your old ways and friends, but in some cases, be prepared that you may no longer connect to them in the same way. Fear not, the awakening is occurring, but everyone is not progressing with the same speed. You will also notice that what you place in your environment or in your human bodies will have a far greater impact than in your less enlightened years. As this evolution of the planet takes place, you are becoming deeper connected spiritual beings, shedding parts of this human condition and remembering who you really are, that energetic light being whose main purpose is to generate love, light, and healing to all with whom you interact. You will move away from the fear-based human condition and gravitate toward all that is compassion and love. Fear is very human. Love, rather, is the true connection to the soul and the deeper connection with God. As you allow yourself to further reconnect to the true God source that lives within each of you, you will acknowledge that you too are powerful beings because you are part of the divine source of all that is. Since you are all on different journeys, be aware as you progress that there will be others around you who may not be moving forward on their own spiritual paths. This is one reason we tell you that it is important to have more evolved groups to spend time with. Thoughts are energy, and as you become more sensitive, you will feel people's negative energy when it is directed at you. We also tell you that it is important to ground, center, and protect yourselves, not doing this from a place of fear, but rather a place of self-love. This is Susan Schuller channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for Lori Walker, who will be channeling Rialta.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuller. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. Thank you, Susan Schuler, for your wisdom from Jacob, the Master Teacher of the Akasha. My name's Lori Walker, and for the past 30 years, I've been a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and a nurse midwife. I've been delivering babies' spirits to loving families, and as a spiritual medium and trance channel for the last 10 years, I consider myself a midwife to spirit, bringing spirit to your family. Here on Angel Talk Tuesday, I'm blessed to be able to channel Rialta from the angelic realm. She represents a group of angels who initially identified themselves as We Are Many. So you may hear them refer to themselves as We. Additionally, I offer private and group psychic and or mediumship readings. I'm a multidimensional healer, and I do house clearings, relationship readings for partners and families with new babies, and I enjoy doing public demonstrations of mediumship. I've been hosting spiritual development groups for many years, and I mentor budding mediums as well. I also offer private spiritual counseling. These services are offered in my hometown of San Clemente, California, or I do Skype, FaceTime, or phone readings. You can also follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer. I post inspirational quotes and upcoming events. You can also check out my website where you can have a free gift of two different meditations, and that's at loriwalker.com, and that's LORRIwalker.com. Also, you can go to my YouTube channel where you can learn more about me and also see some videos of public demonstrations of mediumship. So if you could just give me a moment to connect with Rialta for our message today. Greetings, dear ones. It is with gratitude that we come this day to offer perspectives from a higher vibration. The question which is being posed today is that of spiritual awakening. There are many definitions, as many as there are souls, to what spiritual awakening is. And there is no one way, no way which is only the right way for spiritual awakening. Each is different. Let us say that it may begin as an awareness, a knowing that you are more than this moment in the physical form. For as the sun has many rays coming from one source, you are but one ray from the God source. Desire to know yourself and therefore know God or self is the beginning of spiritual awakening. The experience of your current world or existence is an experience which you willingly chose to experience. The world can be an opportunity
to experience spiritual awakening on a different level, experiencing creation, such as nature or relationships and manifestations of thought and desire. Becoming aware of your own greatness and the same seed of power which has created all that you experience. And this is the same seed of power which you call God, Goddess, or Universal Source. For you have the seed of power as that is the same as God. You have the seed of power, that which is the same of God, Goddess, or Source. Having an awareness of this, of your spiritual source, and you are part of this source, is an awakening. Do you see this? That you are much more than that of your physical existence. And if you wish to draw closer to nurture the seed of power, which is within you and within your abilities, intention and attention is the first step. For intention is the seed of all creation. Creating stillness in your mind is of great value. Quiet your mind for a time. Disconnect from the world. Stop the TV, the radio, the social media. Be here now. Your current culture of existence is one of extreme mental overwhelm, which has become an addiction. Looking for the next stimulus, the next rush of emotion. It could be a rush of extreme excitement, perhaps a video game, a rush of sorrowful emotion from learning about a terrorist attack. But you have become addicted to the next emotional rush. Instead, we ask you to create a space of stillness to be able to nurture the seed of power of which is God. Create a knowingness of your spirit, your higher self, which is closer to God. Look for the stillness. The gentle voice in your consciousness is your higher self, that which is closer to God or Source. Think of yourself as the ray of sun which has touched the earth. Your higher self is the ray which is closer to the sun or Source. When you are still and have the intention of knowing self or higher self or Source, you may have emotions stir. They may be uncomfortable, feel impatient due to the addiction of constant stimulation. You may question the promptings and ask, am I making this up? Allow it to be. Open your heart. In these moments, invite an opening, a space in your consciousness to become aware of spirit. to hear or feel your connection to spirit, consider this. Conversations with someone. If you are in deep conversation with someone, and perhaps there is subtle music playing in the background, you will not notice that subtle music. But if you turn your attention away from the conversation and listen for that subtle music, it is there. Just as you need to turn yourself away from the attention of daily distractions and give space to allow hearing, feeling, experiencing source, your higher self, which is closer to source, is there. If you turn your attention to it and quiet the mind, you're not making this up. It is there for you. It sounds like your voice because God is part of you. Accept the subtleness of spirit. This is a spiritual awakening, which is a process. There is no end. Just become aware of it. Allow being. Release the negativity which you may be experiencing in your life. Have the intention to release the negativity that is you may be experiencing as anxiety or fear. And seek that space of subtle, quiet moments to ask God, Goddess, and all that is, to speak to you, to be with you, to create knowingness. In your process of your evolution, the non-ending evolution of your nurturing of the power of seed, the seed of power, which is that of God, which is within you. Resonate with this higher frequency. Allow the sensations, the feelings, the emotions to be felt. If you create that space, that stillness, it will be afforded you. For it is always present. You but need to turn your attention to it, to know that it is with you. We are with you. It is for you. Each of you are on your own path. Allow differences. Accept the differences in others. This will create peace within your heart and within the world. Allow stillness and peace and acceptance. We offer you this perspective today regarding your spiritual awakening, your spiritual journey. It's with these words we give many blessings to you. This is Lori Walker, and you can find me over at loriwalker.com. Stay tuned for our psychic discussion for today and channeling regarding that at our upcoming segment. Also, call in for mini readings, and that's at 1-202-570-70.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on Om Times Radio. Thank you so much, Lori. Wow, we really missed you in May. My goodness sakes, it was such a delight to have you here today and to hear from Rialta some beautiful messages. We are taking callers. So if you have any questions about today's channeling or any questions about your own personal life, we would love to have you dial in at 1-202-570-7057. Again, that number is 1-202-570-7057. So we will just go ahead and begin our beautiful discussion here today. And Susan, you want to start us off with the messages from Metatron?
Sure. You know, he just said so many things today. It was one of those things. I feel like I've written a book just trying to copy down everything he was saying. excuse me. The one part right in the very beginning where he was talking about there were no accidents. You know what I mean? Like everything's sort of happening in the way that we need for it to be happening. But then I also found it interesting how he was saying, you know, many masters, many teachers are here to support you on the spiritual journey. And how in the beginning you were bringing through the Pleiadians and you brought through Mother Mary. And we realize that there is just this host, and whichever one resonates best with you, it is like we have these personal helpers to, you know, help us kind of deal with things as we get through this new earth, as he said. But when he was talking about there may be times you tune into lower vibration or entities of a lower frequency, and that they've always been there, but now that we're only becoming aware of them. I think that's one of the biggest things I see with clients is they're like, I'm getting freaked out. There's, you know, all this weird stuff's going on. And it's like, no, it's always gone. You just now notice it. You know what I mean, Julie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's been so interesting. The last 7 days have just been, you know, all these questions from people. And I mean, the biggest thing, the feeling that, because I tune in, and I had a personal experience happen last week that was scary. And as I just, you know, tune into Metatron's energy, the big message is that it's frequency and our power. You know, we are more powerful than they are. And the fear fuels the lower frequency energy. And as much as you can stay in love and light and tune in to that spiritual council that literally is guiding and guarding our every breath, there, you know, darkness cannot exist within that light. So there's not only that, but there's also, you know, people are seeing things, you know, they're seeing earthbound spirits, they're seeing, you know, the negative energies to kind of in that mind's eye or feeling, having more of a sense, and then they're, you know, totally freaking out. And it's like, you know, so there's like two things we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, the negative energies, the lower frequencies, but we're also talking about light beings that people are tuning into and seeing and being like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I know the first time Metatron showed up for me, I was totally freaked out. Totally. He creeped me out completely. It was like, who are you? Any thoughts, Lori?
Yes. I really enjoyed what Metatron had to say about fortifying your energy field. He You talked about raising your frequency and that lower energies would dissolve. I'm sorry, I can't speak today. But I really enjoyed that because people sometimes ask about how to protect themselves. And I don't know that they need to protect themselves, but I really liked the concept of raising your vibration and fortifying your energy field. Therefore, raising your vibration is all you need to do because the lower energies can't, they will be dissolved. I loved that description that Metatron gave us. And that and that they said that they can't exist in the dimension of love. I loved that, that it's, don't worry about it. Just create love around you and then they will just dissolve away. I loved that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. That was wonderful. All right. Well, let's shift over to Susan. Whoa, Jacob was just on fire today too. A couple beautiful things that he hit me was at the very end, he talked about ground, center, and protect, not from fear, but self-love. And I know with Metatron, he tries to use a different verbiage than protect because sometimes we attach things to words, like, you know, people like to say psychic attack, but there's that energy there, just in those words, there's a frequency, there's an energy that people have placed in them. Not that that is, you know, part of the word itself, but we as humans have placed an energy in that word. So it is, but you know, the truth is that as you awaken, as you become more aware of the different dimensions, of the different energies that are around you, you know, you don't want to go blindly into the night. I mean, I always tell people, you know, even though you're in a safe neighborhood, you lock your doors at night. Are you kidding me? Make sure your windows are locked. It just is what you do to stay safe. And so, you know, it really is important that we are not in this la-la land of, oh, yeah, I've got angels and there's nothing's going to happen to me. You want to be realistic and you want to ground, center, and expand that field of love so that your vibration is really what keeps you safe, what guards you. Any thoughts, Lori?
Right. I enjoyed what Jacob was saying about reminding us that Mother Earth is a living, breathing organism and that it's affected by our energies as well. And that the reminder that Jacob made about like creating time every day, about taking deep breaths and not shallow breaths, and that allow the flow of life. It begins with the breath and then taking the breaths in and inviting in calm daily. I think if we could just do that, what a wonderful recommendation. Daily, just take some deep breaths in and invite in calm and know that you can create that calm. Instead, we go around running around taking short breaths, and if we just create a little space, I just thought that was such a simple recommendation, but so profound how it can change your life, really.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Any thoughts, Susan?
You know, it's funny what you had said about you've been experiencing a lot of clients talking about feeling like they're dealing with psychic attacks. I've been dealing with a lot of people who are having, like, really weird anxiety, not having direction, which is all kind of the same thing. It's like they're allowing the lower vibrations to sort of take hold. And I do agree with what Lori was just saying about it all starting with the breath work, and I think it's brilliant that he brought that up because many people today are just frantic. Even people who are enlightened, I have conversations with people that you just get this like frantic feeling with them, you know, just in their own energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll take a minute. We have 1 minute left here to talk about some of the beautiful messages that Rialta brought in. And one of the things that she really hits strongly on is our connection to God, that if you you have the seed of power, that which is the same as God. So part of the spiritual awakening is becoming aware of your own greatness and your own seed of power and the first step to draw closer to your seat of power is through intention and attention. Any thoughts, Susan?
I couldn't touch my volume. Well, I like what she was saying about the accepting the subtleties of spirit, because I think most of us, when we start getting into this, we didn't realize at first how subtle it was going to be. You know, you expect it kind of bells and whistles, and it's not. So when you learn that it is a subtle thing and that you have to be very aware to it, that's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, I love that too. Lori?
You know, I thought the same. Gosh, my throat. I'm sorry, this channeling is my throat chakra is just busting out. But yeah, I just thought it was great too. It was look at the stillness, create stillness was the message, and then you'll hear God. I thought it was great.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. All right, everybody, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Remember, archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. And don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our favorite quotes of the show. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own.